with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. There's been White House action on the Los Angeles area wildfires.
The fires have so far obliterated entire neighborhoods and set the nation's second largest city on edge. Federal and state officials, including the president and vice president, spoke in the Oval Office about recovery efforts. President Joe Biden announced a plan for FEMA to provide $750 to survivors.
Survivors so they quickly purchase critical items like water, formula, gasoline, and prescription drugs.
Biden also addressed looting during the wildfires and said he deployed police and the National Guard to improve security in areas affected by the wildfires. I'm Haya Panjwani.
At least 10 people have died in the infernos. A New York judge has formally sentenced Donald Trump for his conviction on 34 felony counts last year. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from Manhattan.
After the sentencing hearing was over, several Trump supporters waved large flags here outside the criminal courthouse. Others held signs claiming that the president-elect's conviction was politically motivated. Judge Juan Marchand handed down a sentence of unconditional discharge, which means no jail time or fines. During the hearing, Trump said the case should never have been tried, and later he wrote on social media that radical Democrats have lost another pathetic, un-American witch hunt. Greg Clugston, New York.
The Supreme Court seems likely to uphold a law that would ban TikTok in the United States beginning January 19th, unless the popular social media program is sold by its owner, China. Taking a look at the Wall Street numbers, the Dow down by 696 points. The NASDAQ dropped 317. This is SRN News. Among the thousands of buildings destroyed in the Los Angeles wildfires were a mosque, a synagogue, a Catholic parish, and half a dozen Protestant churches. Many members of these congregations were among the thousands of Angelenos who lost their homes. As the threat of new fires persisted, clergy were left with the huge challenges of offering comfort and pondering paths toward rebuilding and recovery. At a synagogue in Pasadena, the cantor and three companions were able to rescue the sacred Torah scrolls before flames engulfed the building. A Protestant congregation in Altadena posted images of their church burning down with this message, "We are the church. We can worship anywhere." More on these stories at srnnews.com. The Department of Homeland Security says about 600,000 Venezuelans and more than 200,000 El Salvadorians already living in the United States can legally remain another 18 months. Friday's announcement comes barely a week before President-elect Donald Trump takes office with his promises of hardline immigration policies. The TPS designation gives people the legal authority to be in the United States, but it doesn't provide them with a long-term path to citizenship. Victor Machado is a Venezuelan with TPS who works remodeling houses in Florida. He fled his home country because of political death threats and said the extension is a very big relief. More details at srnnews.com.